Track 2. As his autobiography is published, rugby legend Ben Youngs reflects on his stellar career at the very top of his game and why Norfolk will always be home.
He spent all his adult life in top-flight rugby. In 19 seasons with Leicester Tigers, he's been a Premiership champion 5 times. He's played twice for the British and Irish Lions, and with 127 appearances for his country, he's the most capped England player. It's a phenomenal record, which has seen him travel the world, dine with film stars, and achieve some of the highest accolades the sport can offer. But when scrum half Ben Youngs announced his retirement from the game earlier this year, there was only one place he wanted to be. "I'm a Norfolk boy at heart," he says. "Though I lived in Leicester for 19 years, it was never really home. I was there for the job and to pursue the ultimate dream. But I knew that when I was finished, we'd move back to Norfolk. Family's here." So he's been enjoying mudsliding and paddleboarding with his children in Blakeney, sharing family suppers at the farmhouse at Aylsham, and preparing for his new role as coach to his former school in Holt. It's clear he's relishing being back on the North Norfolk coast. "I didn't want to finish a game on Saturday and start a new job on the Monday," he says. "I felt I had the right to have a break." But with the summer over, his early commitments will include his podcast, For the Love of Rugby, with Dan Cole, and promoting his memoir, Beyond the Line, My Life in Rugby, which has just been published. "Working on the book's been really rewarding," he says. "For a lot of players, anyone who's done what I've done, you don't get the chance to reflect on what's happened and how you felt about it. The games come thick and fast, and you never really have the time to process it." Working with writer Neil Squires, Ben has addressed both the highs and lows of the professional game, the wins, the team building, the support of fans, but also the tragedies he's experienced off the pitch, losing 2 family members to terminal illnesses within a year. The game itself hasn't always been the thrill ride it seemed from the outside. There was his withdrawal from the Lions tour in 2017, the disagreements with the coaches, coping with the disappointment of not being picked, and the times when he lost his passion for rugby. "People think it's all brilliant," he says. "I did love parts of my rugby career, but did I hate other parts of it? Absolutely." He hopes the book gives an insight into professional sport, but also his particular struggles. His brother-in-law, Jake, died from motor neurone disease in 2022, and his sister-in-law, Tiffany, died from cancer in 2023. "I've tried to be as honest as I can and shed light on some of the personal stuff away from the game. I needed to share those parts of it because cancer, in particular, is something that's affected so many people. This was public and people knew how it ended. Life goes on and I was achieving all these things with everyone thinking, oh yeah, having the best time in the world, but it just wasn't the case. It was difficult at times trying to separate trauma with a sport that you love and how they almost became merged as one. All those battles, I found it so incredibly hard to separate the two. I think I've benefited from reflecting on everything." He's sure the time was right to step away from the game. You get to this stage in your career where you can't do what you were once able to do. The game takes a bit more out of you and you need more recovery. "I probably could have done another year, but I didn't want to. So in terms of retirement right now, I feel very content. I stand by my decision. I haven't really got any complaints." Rugby is all he's ever really known, though, dominating his life from the age of 16, with everything dictated to him. Routine, schedule, fitness, what to eat, when, even what clothes to wear. "People say it's like being in the military," he says. Now he's in control of his own destiny, and he's learning to plan his time. "I don't need to run today. I don't need to lift weights. The adaptation's going to take longer to break away from what's been such a rigid routine. The biggest worry for any player when they finish, though, is missing the camaraderie of the changing room, being part of the team, all looking out for each other. But I think moving back here, being surrounded by family members, I'll be fine. Family has defined Ben's progress through the sport, so it's no wonder he's wanted to keep his parents, brother and cousins close as he looks to this next stage in his life. Both Ben's dad, Nick, and brother Tom played for Leicester and England, and growing up on the family farm, rugby was always encouraged. A field was turned into a pitch, and rusty irrigation pipes made into posts, with a particularly high crossbar. "I found a love for rugby really quickly," Ben says. "I was obsessed about the game as a kid. I always had a ball in my hands and was running around outside." His dad never put Ben or his older brother Tom under any pressure to pursue the game seriously, though. "All he did was encourage me and be positive about any involvement I had. He was very relaxed about it," he says. At Gresham School in Holt, both boys thrived at sport, and their talent led them first to move to the North Walsham team and then to be spotted by the Leicester scouts. "It's crazy that we've all done it," Ben says of the family route into the game. "Yes, we had talent, but I maintain that hard work has much to do with getting to the top level." "Opportunities for young players are different today from when Ben started," he says. "They no longer have to relocate when selected by a team, for example. He had to move to Leicester at just 16, leaving his sheltered rural life in Norfolk, where he'd never caught a bus or paid a cheque into the bank. It was a different way of life from Norfolk, and I quickly had to get used to things. It was exciting, but very different," he says. "The game needs to keep adapting to ensure its growth and sustainability," he says. In the book, he shares his 5-point plan for the future. In this, and in his involvement with the pupils and staff at Gresham's, he's undoubtedly got a lot still to give. "I think energy, effort and enthusiasm are things that you can control as an individual, and I think I was able to bring that consistently. But all I ever wanted was to make sure that I held my own, played my part, and I had the respect of my peers," he says. "I'm looking forward to sharing my experiences and helping them grow," he says, of being the school's new head of performance sport. "Maybe they'll go on to great things in sport, and maybe they won't. But if I can teach them discipline, routine, and certain skills, hopefully they can take that into whatever they decide to do." And what of his own son, who's already showing a love and aptitude for the game? "I take great satisfaction in the fact that he's out there doing it because he wants to do it, not because he feels he should, or because I want him to do it. Maybe rugby will be a part of his life, but either way, there's no pressure on him to do anything," Ben says. "I love the game. I'm really passionate about it, and it's given me so much," Ben says, but he knows there's more to life than rugby. "I don't want to walk into a room and for people to say, 'Oh, that's Ben, he used to be a rugby player.' It was a massive chapter of my life, but it's not going to be the part that defines me. Now I'm a husband, I'm a father, and I'm proud of coming from Norfolk. This is what I'm about, and this is what I'm doing now. This is who I am." Beyond the Line, My Life in Rugby by Ben Youngs, is published by Macmillan, priced £25.